Hello, everyone. It's Barth Leff, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to share some thoughts with you for the Ma'alot Elite wonderful program. As we are still facing this very, very difficult challenge on many fronts of the coronavirus, obviously the tragic and all the people that have been dying, so many in the Frum community, in the Torah community, in America in general, and of course worldwide, numbers that are just horrific, and the financial impact. But we also have to figure in the impact that it has on us, even the small, aggravating, frustrating, difficult moments in our day are also part of this one crisis as well. And the first thing I want to remind us all of is the last week's parsha, in Parsha Sacharimos, there was a pasuk, very, very famous pasuk. It says, "V'chai behem." We should live with the mitzvot. And we learn from that. Gemara in Yuma says, the famous rule, "Pekuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula." And that means that we are allowed to violate the Torah in order to save a life. Classically, you can drive on Shabbos to drive someone to the hospital, to a doctor. You can call somebody on the phone, call Hatzalah. And this is what we call Pekuach Nefesh. We are all involved in one colossal Pekuach Nefesh. The fact is that the deaths and the tragedies, the toll on human life, is still a small minority, of people that were affected. Every life is precious, of course, but it's a small minority. And even if the government would have done nothing in terms of social distancing, they say a very high number would have been killed, 2 million people, which is a crazy number. But think about it for a moment, just for a moment. I just want to make a point. I'm not minimizing life, chas v'shalom, but I'm just making a point. I think you'll understand soon what I'm trying, where I'm trying to go with this. 2 million people in the country of America is less than 1%. That means 99.3, let's say, percent, because America has 330 million people that live in this country. So less than 1% would have died. Now they're still saying horrific numbers, hundreds of thousands, perhaps. But the point is, the vast majority of people are doing things in order to save the lives of the minority. Of course, nobody knows who's going to be in that minority. But the chances of a person dying or being vastly, terribly affected by this disease are very low. Even if one gets the disease, the chances of chas v'shalom, something dying from it, are still very low. Even among the elderly, if you check it up, I think they say maybe 15% of the ages between 80 and 100 would die. And over 60, it's something like 5%. The vast majority of people with this disease would end up being okay in the end. It's not good to go through it, but it would end up being okay. And yet, all of the things we're doing to minimize the loss of life is one colossal v'chai behem, one gigantic pekuach nefesh. So I'm trying to point out the following, that all of the things that we go through today in our lives, the social distancing and not being with friends and not being able to go to shul and everything that goes with it, and every small moment in the day where we're feeling down, we're feeling sad, we're feeling frustrated, we're feeling aggravated, we're feeling cabin fever to the highest degree, everything that goes along with it, we're all fulfilling the mitzvah of v'chai behem. We are supposed to be living with the Torah and saving lives, even if it means going against the Torah. So every single Kaddish and every single Kedusha is being thrown to the side for now. Why? So that we can save lives. And we have to always remember, we are saving lives with all of our actions that we're taking by having the social distancing and the quarantine, and by doing and living the way we are right now. We're doing it in order to save lives. That's point number one. We should have that in mind. to be mekayem mitzvah tzrichas kavana. Better to have mitzvah with kavana than not to have kavana. The mitzvah we're accomplishing now is v'chai behem. Second thought, totally a different theme altogether. And that is, one of the major challenges that we have now, and we should be focusing on, is davening. As for men, we're not with a minyan, we have to daven b'yachidus, we have to work on our kavana. And our kavana has to involve something, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. Simen Sadi Gimel Seif Aleph, it says the following, Yisha Sha'achas Kodim Shiyakam L'Spalo. A person, before he or she gets up to daven, they should spend a few moments contemplating what they're about to do. Kadeshi Chavon Liba L'Makom. We should have kavana. How often do we just go into a davening? For a female, wherever you are, you got Dav Mincha, you're coming out of a class, you're coming out of shopping, you're going wherever, you're running around. Oh, I got a Dav Mincha. And you Dav Mincha, which is wonderful. But do we stop for a few moments and fulfill this halacha and actually try to clear our thoughts, remove distracting thoughts, and then go ahead and daven? For a man, you're running to shul, you're in a rush, you're here, you're there, you're everywhere. Oh, I got to daven. So then you go ahead and daven. But do we spend moments beforehand actually contemplating what we're about to do to remove those thoughts, to get in the zone and truly have in mind what we should be having in mind as we try to have a tefillah with kavana? It's something that we have the opportunity now. We are less rushed. We're in our homes. Hopefully, before we begin davening, we can take that time to try to clear our thoughts and focus and realize what we're about to do. Be'ezus Hashem, this practice will not just be kept now, but also we'll continue this when this is all over. Halavai, Be'ezus Hashem, very, very soon. We'll be back to doing the things we always did. But even then, hopefully we'll be fulfilling this by doing it now when we have more time and being able to continue it later when we're a little more harried than we are right now, but we'll still be able to take a focus, take 5 seconds, 10 seconds, 30 seconds. The more you do it, the better. The more you meditate, the more you try to remove those distracting thoughts from your head, the better off we'll be. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll do it now, and we'll be able to accomplish it on Me'av Yasser Mishana. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I wish everyone, we should share B'Seres Tovos, Refuos, Yeshuos, Kol Tov always.